still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By ADT Security. More than just a line in the sand. By VSP. For more information on how VSP can help you with your corrective vision needs, visit their website at VSP.com. By Morgan Stanley. Discover how they can help you reach your long-term financial goals at morganstanley.com. And by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
And Farmers Insurance, dun, 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 dun. Hey, they're doing something else. It's great, Jerry.
I was supposed to do the music.
Oh, were you going
to
do? I'm sorry. Tu Han Phan is on with us. She's the manager of Thank America's Teachers. And boy, this could not be more
timely. Right?
Yes. Tu Han, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you all today.
Listen, I'm excited to hear about this program because I had no idea that farmers, every time I hear something about farmers, they're doing something good and something big.
They do some great stuff, yeah.
And I didn't even know about it. But this Thank America's Teachers program, where you award, what, $2,500 and $100,000 grants to teachers, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep,
wow.
Exactly.
I mean, can you imagine you're a teacher and you get a grant for $100,000?
I mean, we can't imagine it. And it's funny that you use the word imagine because it's called the Dream Big Teacher Challenge.
Yeah,
and
I'll bet.
And teachers always ask us, wait, is that split up over a bunch of teachers? And we're like, no, the $100,000 goes to you for your big dream. So dream big and imagine the world of possibilities that comes with that.
So what kind of project would receive that kind of grant?
Yeah, what kind of dreams have you seen?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, these are certainly not prescriptive. So we welcome all ideas. So there's no kind of requirements around the subject material or matter. We've seen, you know, STEM projects, art projects that come in that are just really off the charts, big dreams. Some of the ones that we have funded in the past that have been successful and are really neat are out of Chicago, we funded an equestrian center, and they actually have horses that work with special ed kids. So there's a lot of kind of health and wellness that comes along with that and emotional and mental support for these special education students. So that one was really neat. Another one that we funded was a planetarium at a high school, at a public high school. And as far as our research shows, there are only, I think it's like 5 public planetariums at this level. To recover this one, and get students at a public high school working with a planetarium it was really amazing and really inspiring.
Man, can you imagine being one of those students?
Oh, that'd be
to have access to that planetarium? Not at my school.
Well, it's hard not to get, and I don't want to get political, but it's hard not to kind of get into it a little bit. Public education in this country, you know, teachers are in dire straits. You know, school systems are short of funding. There's been a recent push to dilute the public school system. So there's even less funding than there was before. And teachers are reaching into their own pockets.
Right.
Yes.
To get what they need.
Exactly. And I think that was Jerry, right? You hit the nail on the head. It's really heartbreaking for us to see this, which is why Farmers has taken just such a big step and to be a part of this. We see on average teachers spend $2,300, I think it is, out of pocket every year on school supplies. So this is, you know, this is not that they've gone shopping for themselves. This is literally to buy pencils and art supplies and so forth. So so we actually designed our program exactly to meet these needs too. So our $2,500 grant is really to meet classroom needs. So just basic supplies, whatever kind of smaller projects you've got going on in the classroom, to subsidize that. And then, and our big grant, the $100,000 one, again, is for teachers who are in a position where they can, you know, go above and beyond. But we're completely aware that this is, it's merely a Band-Aid. We're proud to do it, but we know that there's certainly a need here. So we're really honored to be a part of it.
Well, there seems to be a recent awakening.
Yes.
And teachers, I think, have had enough, and they're getting out there, and hopefully some of those problems are going to be rectified. And thank God Farmers is there to help out.
I know. Well, and it's too bad that, you know, the situation is what it is, but
yes.
It's great to have that kind of thing. So, Tuhan, when you're talking about these, how many of the $2,500 grants? Give us an idea of how those are available and how people can submit the proposal.
Absolutely, my pleasure. That's the best. That's the most fun part of this job.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we have we award about 200 every year of the $2,500 grants. The school gets the,
wow,
and the teacher gets the full amount. And those applications we actually accept on a rolling basis. So you can visit thankamericasteachers.com. So that's just the name of our program. Again, that's thankamericasteachers.com. Apply right there. And for those of you who are listening, who military families and so forth, who are maybe in school, but you're not a teacher yourself, but you know a teacher, you can actually nominate a teacher to apply online as well. And then again, we accept it on a rolling basis, and then it goes through a selection process, and they're announced three times a year.
Well, and I love it that there's not a lot of criteria there. I mean, it's kind of open-ended in terms of how big you can dream and the size of the project and all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. And we did that for a reason. That was very intentional in terms of the design. So at Farmers, we know that the communities in which we live and work are really important to us. And we know that there's a really broad range of what that looks like and what the priorities are for each community and each, you know, each state, each city. So in some schools that we've been lucky to visit, we've seen, culinary programs that are just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've gone to other schools. Yeah, we've gone to other schools where that would just not work, where that's just not a priority.
Right.
That's just not what they need to focus on. So absolutely. So we look to you to tell us. We believe that our communities, our customers, are whether or not you're a customer, we know that you're smart, and especially teachers, they're the smartest people. So you're smart. You tell us what you need, and you tell us what the priorities are and what would be a smart investment for us.
Yeah. I mean, teachers are saddled with such responsibility.
Yeah.
Our kids are our greatest resource, and they're teachers, their introduction to education and all the days after that. That's what, teachers are the foundation of our country, really.
They are. And when they get into teaching profession, I can imagine how disappointing it is to see, oh, we don't have enough money for that. Or, all of a sudden they're handcuffed.
Yeah. And then getting beat up for
right
all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was certainly part of the motivation for, again, Farmers to step in here, is that, we're all about, protecting the most important things to you. And exactly like you both said, that our students, our kids, are our future. So they're literally our community's most important asset. So, I mean, as an insurance company, we would obviously say that that is a smart investment that is absolutely worth the security and the protection that we need to, that we are should provide to them.
Well, talking about smart, I've come to the conclusion, actually before this interview, but this just confirms everything. Farmers got some smart people there working.
Yeah, they do. Tuhan, do you have a teaching background, or were you a teacher?
That's so funny. No, I don't. I actually used to work in education policy and then the foundation space. So, but I can't say I'm as smart as a teacher. Absolutely not. But the teachers that we work with, I mean, they're constantly inspiring us, just wowing us.
That's great.
And they make our students smarter every day. So it's a really, really natural fit for Farmers.
Wow. So thankamericasteachers.com is where to go for more information. And what a great program. Tuhan, thank you so much for being on the program. Thank you for
thank you.
What Farmers is doing for teachers.
Thanks so much, Brandy and Jerry. It was a pleasure to be here.
Good stuff. We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there, whether it's at your house or your business. We help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home.
You are loved.
Wherever you are.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Home is not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there, whether it's at your house or your business. We help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home. Wherever you are.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
50 years ago,
we built up to this war for some time.
When their country was coming apart.
The political climate was just absolutely crazy.
They stuck together.
You just really wanted to do what you could, help win the war and get out of there.
And served a country.
I did a lot of growing up in that 4 years.
That wanted to forget them.
When we become engaged in these wars that are political, we did not learn the lesson of Vietnam.
The time has come.
Today that hurts, because I did lose a couple of friends.
To remember.
You know, war's not easy, war's not kind. You know, it hurts a lot of people.
Remembering Vietnam, a National Archives 50th Anniversary exhibit and initiative. Learn more at archivesfoundation.org.
It's a tough experience.
This is the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it's time now for another Morgan Stanley Money Brief. And we are lucky enough to have with us Captain Michelle Morrow, is a member of the Morgan Stanley Veterans Network. Captain, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Great. These have been some great tips over the past few weeks, and so far we've focused on the life stages that most veterans will transition through and the steps they can take to position themselves along the way. So now that we've wrapped up that discussion, what's our focus this week?
Well, Randy, in the next few segments, we'll talk about some common financial goals and how to prioritize them.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's an important one, but maybe you can start by telling us why it's important to have financial goals.
Well, financial goals are important because they help us with fiscal discipline, meaning they help us make smarter decisions when it comes to spending, making, and saving money. So, for example, if you're saving for your college education for your children, it might not be the best time to make a big ticket purchase, like a brand new car.
Right.
Or if you're still building up your emergency savings, it might not be the best time for you to try to max out your retirement plan contributions.
Gotcha.
And since it's nearly and just now after tax time, you know, if you're still working on paying off your debt, this might be a good opportunity for you to use your tax return to make some progress there as opposed to, say, splurging on an extravagant vacation.
I want to go on vacation, though.
I know, it's so
Michelle,
hard. It's so hard.
I mean, it does, all of that makes sense. But so how should especially our audience think about prioritizing their financial goals?
Well, first, let me explain some common financial goals that your listeners are likely thinking about. And, you know, not all of these will apply to everyone,
sure,
but it is a good idea to know, like, what they are and how they can impact your financial future. So planning and budgeting, as an example, this is your roadmap for financial security.
Sure.
Insurance, right? Crucial,
yep,
to helping protect you, your family, your assets. College planning, which we already mentioned. So this doesn't necessarily mean paying for college, but it means setting expectations on how your child's education will be funded, whether it's through savings, student loans, scholarships, or important to this audience, maybe even military service.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many other things out there that you can look at, especially with the veteran service organizations. A lot of those organizations have ways to pay for your college education, and they do contesting and different things. So what about savings-related goals?
So thanks for the segue. So savings-related goals include an emergency savings fund. So this is helping to prevent from the unknown derailing other
right
financial goals, and retirement, which is essential if you plan on maintaining your current lifestyle once you're no longer working.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important. And you know, the sooner you can get on it, the better, right?
Exactly. The sooner, the better. And over the next couple of segments, we'll talk through, you know, what are the ways that your listeners can help prioritize which goals they might want to tackle first to set them up for the best possible outcome.
So aside from financial planning and insurance and savings, Michelle, are there any other common financial goals?
Actually, there's just one more that I'd like to mention, and that's debt repayment.
Ah.
This is obviously not the most exciting goal, but it's important because paying off your debt allows you to really put your money and your assets to work towards your other financial goals instead of holding you back from making progress elsewhere.
Okay, so what if all of these are a financial goal? How do you tackle all of these at once?
Well, the short answer, Randy, is that you don't. You can't. And so it's important to know what your financial goals are, but it's equally important to figure out when to tackle each one. Most of the time, it's impossible to allocate the time and the money to do all of them at once. So in the next segment, we'll start with the first three financial goals that are generally the most important ones to conquer first.
That sounds great. Michelle, thank you so much. We'll be back here next week with the brand new segment of Morgan Stanley Money Brief right here on the National Defense.
This radio program does not provide individually tailored advice. It has been prepared without regard to the individual financial circumstances and objectives of persons who receive it. The strategies discussed may not be suitable for all individuals. Morgan Stanley recommends that individuals independently evaluate particular strategies and encourages them to seek the advice of a financial advisor. The appropriateness of a particular strategy will depend on an individual's circumstances and objectives. Tax laws are complex and subject to change. Morgan Stanley, its affiliates, and Morgan Stanley and Financial Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice and are not fiduciaries under ERISA, the Internal Revenue Code, or otherwise, with respect to the services or activities described herein, except as otherwise provided in writing by Morgan Stanley and or as described at www.morganstanley.com/disclosures/DOL. Individuals are encouraged to consult their tax and legal advisors, A, before establishing a retirement plan or account, and B, regarding any potential tax, ERISA, and related consequences of any investments made under such plan or account. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
This is the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and on the phone with me is Jay Leno. Jay.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm real good.
You doing stand-up everywhere still?
Yeah, I'm running around the country. We've been doing some USO shows, and God, we've been to Afghanistan and Aviano Air Force Base and a bunch of places. So it's fun.
So you, more than a lot of people, understand how important it is to connect with veterans and the deployed folks, right?
Oh, and also when they get home, too, you know. We've done some motorcycle rides. You know, I like bikes, and Indian does a lot of stuff with the veterans. We've had the – in fact, you know, I just had the Marine One crew over at my garage. That was kind of fun. And, God, we landed a plane on the Stennis. You know, they caught us with the hook. And, you know, just a lot of fun stuff. We flew in the Osprey, and it was great. Everybody was great, you know. And you realize they're all – when I was on the Stennis, there's what 7,500 people on that ship, and the average age was like 19 or 20.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, this whole the Greatest Generation is great, but you know, any generation that serves is a great generation. You know, and it's hard to say one group is better than another because you really can't, because anybody that you know obviously lays down their life for their country, sure. You know, there's no more ultimate sacrifice than that.
Hey Jay, when you talk to these men and women in the armed forces, what kind of things do they talk about?
Well, I'm real old and they're real young. It's hilarious because you realize I'm probably wearing jeans that I bought the year they were born.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Right.
And, yeah. You know, I mean, now you would literally meet kids that were born at 9/11. You know, and it's amazing. It's amazing. That's the first thing that strikes you, how young
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
But it's great. And, you know, it's really a lot of fun to see kids that enthusiastic because you always hear, the snowflakes and, you know, kids today,
sure.
the iPhone, all that crap, you know. And you realize it's just a lot of talk because it's every generation likes to complain about the previous ones, you know. But I didn't find that to be the case at all. I mean, when we were in Afghanistan, we were doing a show, and they were shelling the base while we were there. And
wow.
It'd be in the middle of a joke. And, I mean, their bombing takes on a whole new meaning when you're
Yeah. We did a thing one time where we flew in with 10,000 White Castle hamburgers into Panama 20 days after Noriega was captured. And
now, was that for the enemy or was that for us?
No, that was our side. That's what I said. You're right. It could have worked either way with White Castle.
Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story. I was at White Castle. One day I'm in Chicago, and I'm doing a show, and I come off stage at like 1, and my plane left. I was flying out of there about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're on our way to the airport. We get near the airport. I go, there's a White Castle. Let's just stop and get in. So I go in. And there's a guy lying on the floor. He's got a knife in him, and they've got red tape. I mean, the white.
What?
Not white. I mean, the yellow police crime tape.
Yeah.
And the guy, and we had to walk around him to get our burger. guys, just keep off to the side. We just don't want to, it's a crime scene. We don't want to make it, but okay.
You're right.
Yeah, give me two burgers and a fry. You know, it's hilarious. Guy lying on the floor. You know, oh, all right. Welcome to Chicago.
So you hadn't met the new White Castle mascot yet?
No.
Okay, all right. Jay, I saw you. We're based in Kansas City, Missouri. I've seen you a couple of times here in Kansas City, and it's just amazing to me how just every decade, I mean, your comedy just stands up so well, and it's so mass appeal, and I know you get tired of hearing it. It's so clean. It's good. You know, it's just amazing to see, and the intellect that takes to continue that is pretty special.
Well, not really. It's just jokes. But
right. Yeah.
It's a fun way to make a living, and, you know, believe me, it's nowhere near what, you know, these men and women do. So to even say put it in the same show, it doesn't really seem right. You know, I've got a couple of West Pointers in my family, and my uncle was a lifer in the Army. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Well, and you talk about these men and women that, you know, are so young. It's amazing now as they transition back. You know, they're coming out of the service and they're 24, 25, maybe 30, and they've got all this experience and they have to be so resourceful in every situation. And these companies are looking at them like, why should we hire you? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the best employee that you're ever going to have. You know,
well, that's my feeling. I mean, it's always been my experience, you know, but I don't know. You know, you never know what the real reasons are. But,
yeah.
You know, I tell you, it's a lot better now than it was in my day, you know, because I grew up, my brother was in Vietnam. And I know when he came back, it was like, so what are you doing? What are you coming home for? You know, I mean,
right.
It was so.
Right.
At least now people have the respect and they thank you for your service. And,
right.
You know, and it's one of the times where it's actually gotten better, you know. I mean, people, whenever there's a veteran thing, I think most people go out of their way to do what they can for them, you know.
Yeah, and the companies are starting to catch on too, you know. Now they've got the goals to hire so many veterans by a certain time. Amazon's going to hire 25,000 veterans. You know, Home Depot's committing $500 million. I mean, so there's a lot, you know, they're catching on to the fact that these are great people and great employees. And
right. I mean, that's always been my experience. I mean, obviously, you're going to have, you know, like in any group of people, there's always going to be people that are resentful, it doesn't work out, or, you know, there's always, no matter what you do for a living, there's always somebody thinks somebody else owes them something. But I'm sure it's far, far less in the armed forces than it is in the general population, you know.
Man, Jay, I want to thank you for your time today. This is so great to get to catch up with you.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I think you guys tried to contact. I didn't get the message until last night. And a lot of times, you know, I'm pretty easy to contact. But sometimes if people go, you know, people will call NBC Studios and I don't work there anymore and they'll leave a message. And by the time I get the message, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Or, yeah.
Like a lot of times I'll get letters from veterans and stuff, but they'll send them to NBC. And I realized the letter is 18 months old by the time I got it. So, you scramble to contact the person because you don't want them to think you ignored it, you know. But that's kind of what people think. Oh, I send it to this studio. But I don't work at the studio. You know, the old Tonight Show, as I did, it doesn't even exist anymore. It's in New York now.
Right.
So, consequently, it goes to New York. And then it says, so if anybody, any veteran had tried to contact me and I hadn't answered him yet, I'll try to get to it as soon as I get to it.
You don't have a 1-800 number like Bill Murray?
Bill Murray has a what?
He's got a 1-800 number. That's how he's contacted by agents, by people who want him to do movies.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, you call the 1-800 number and you leave a message and wait for Bill to call you back.
There you go.
Yeah. you get a more direct approach, I think, Jay.
Yeah, call Bill and he'll contact me. Right. So
hey, Jay, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
And thanks for what you're doing for the troops. I really appreciate
that. Well, thank you. Thank them, not me. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yep.
Nate Herron here in the National Defense Control Room, and Jay Leno does such a great job supporting veterans, and I don't think a lot of people are able to see it firsthand. Well, if you check out Jay Leno's Garage on the internet, you can find lots of interesting car-related segments, but he does some great work rewarding veterans that have served and have been injured in the line of duty with some really sweet rides. So here's a story of him picking out one very lucky Corporal Ethan LaBerge and handing him the keys to his very own muscle car. Thanks, Jay.
As you can see, Tim is a real car guy. And I went to Tim with an idea I had. I was fortunate enough to go to Afghanistan and do a show over there and meet some of our troops. But I want to do something special for one of our wounded warriors. And Tim and the folks at Dodge really got behind this, and they're the ones that made it happen. Take a look.
That's right. Like the old days. Here we go.
Yeah! When I travel and entertain the troops, the best part? Besides an audience that's starved for laughs.
Oh, you want a clean one or a dirty one?
It's the few minutes I get to spend with each soldier.
Come on, kids, meet Santa. Who's next?
Behind every handshake, every hello, there's a great kid. And I wanted to introduce the world to one of them.
We sort of took all these wounded warriors and did kind of a lottery and reached in and picked a soldier at random to do something for him, and hopefully it expresses what we want to do for all soldiers.
Attention!
If you called Corporal LaBurge a hero, he'd laugh. He'd never consider himself a hero, but he is to guys like us.
Corporal Ethan LaBurge is 11 Bravo. It's the Army's infantry.
How's your arm been doing since the surgery?
It's been hurting quite a bit worse.
He was on foot patrol in the streets of Afghanistan when it happened.
We were going to talk to a couple of different people, and we were walking back out onto a street, and a suicide bomber drove up on a motorcycle and detonated himself.
His two buddies standing next to him never made it home. LaBurge was the lucky one. But even after 10 surgeries this year to piece him back together, the pain is still constant.
I had shrapnel that went through my talar dome, the back of my foot, left leg. Shrapnel that went into my arm, tympanic, broke off the end of my radius. Broke up a couple of bones and essentially shattered my thumb. I also had a traumatic brain injury, and that's led to a lot of memory problems.
Sometimes when you're a soldier, you get this feeling that you're all alone and the rest of the country doesn't care. So when people take a moment to stop and go, hey, you, come here, thank you very much, I think it does something for them.
Hi guys, I'm Jeff.
Uh-oh, okay, I don't want to interrupt you.
Right here?
I'm 64 years old, and many of the soldiers I meet are barely out of their teens. In a lot of ways, we're worlds apart. But I found some common ground.
Toby's got some cool muscle cars.
So I took Corporal LaBurge and some of his friends in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, off base for a little bit of what I call a horsepower field trip.
When I was a kid, this was the hottest car out there. Another GTO over there. How about modern muscle cars? You guys have any experience?
Just a little bit, driving one of the newer Camaros.
So you like driving fast?
Every now and then.
Every now and then? OK. Because, you know, I brought something I think you might find interesting to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go get it. You guys heard about this?
Yeah, that's a Hellcat, man.
Hellcat.
For muscle car lovers, this is the newest thing from Dodge.
You want to go for a ride?
Yeah.
Come on, hop in. I'll take it for a ride.
All right.
We'll take LaBurge for a ride.
It's being touted as the most powerful muscle car ever.
You ever been in anything with 700 horsepower?
Not until a couple seconds ago.
Here we go.
But we'll be the judge of that.
You tell me when to step on it.
Step on it.
Goes pretty good, huh?
Seems like a little bit up there.
Look at the cows checking.
Ooh.
Oh, there's the sheriff. Hi, Sheriff.
But Your Honor, he's a veteran. No, I was just, Your Honor, no! He's a veteran, Your Honor. I gotta
help.
What made you sign up?
Some people want to be a race car driver or policeman, fireman, and I wanted to be an Army guy.
So it looks like you're going to make a full recovery now.
Mm.
Still got a lot of aches and pains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm sitting right now is I don't know exactly how well I'll recover.
You ever get discouraged?
Every now and then, but having good friends and family members definitely helps.
Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate all your service, man. I can't imagine what it'd be like.
I can't imagine being on TV every day.
Well, the pay is better. It's gonna be tough going back to that Tahoe.
Yeah, just not ever going to drive the same again. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. That's good, I guess.
Cool.
So what'd you think?
That was awesome.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having one of these.
It's yours.
Really?
It's yours.
Oh, man.
All right?
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. America loves you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jay.
Have a lot of fun. Don't get any tickets.
I can't promise that now.
Thanks a lot.
It's an honor to meet our soldiers and help them out when we can, and I hope you do the same thing. See you next week.
We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Home is not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there, whether it's at your house or your business. We help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home.
You are loved.
Wherever you are.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Home is not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there, whether it's at your house or your business. We help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home.
You are loved.
Wherever you are.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
This is the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it's time for another episode of Eye Insights from VSP Vision Care. And Dr. Robert Meisel, a Navy veteran, he's a captain, right?
Correct, retired captain.
Yeah, Dr. Robert Meisel is back with us to talk about kids. And this is something that I think parents kind of overlook sometimes in terms of health care for kids, but vision at any age for kids, it's so important, and it's going to affect them their entire life. Why is an eye exam important for a child?
Well, a child doesn't know what anybody else sees. They only know what they have. And you hear so many stories in the optometry world of people saying, gosh, I didn't know there were leaves on a tree until I got my first glasses.
Wow.
I mean, those are the obvious. But we recommend that as young as 6 months old that kids have an exam. And people say, well, what can you do at 6 months? Well, there's quite a bit that you can do very objectively with a child.
Did you say 6 months?
There's 6 months,
wow.
Yes. And parents don't realize this, and of course as they age, they will go to the school nurse or the pediatrician and just say, can you read the chart on the wall?
Right.
Which, if it's not clear, it's a very obvious referral for an eye exam, but it's the eye teaming, it's the hidden farsighted prescriptions that cause eye strain that are the problematic things that fall through the cracks. This is a pet project of mine, is that having kids have a full exam before they enter school, because 80% of what we learn is done through our eyes. Some people are auditory,
right?
But usually we're visual learners. And if our eyes aren't working together in coordination, but rather competitive to each other sometimes, it can make learning very difficult, because reading is how we usually receive our information.
Well, yeah, and I can see, too, that, teachers don't know, right? And so if a kid is not understanding the information correctly, they don't know it's because of an eye problem, right?
Correct. A lot of times they rely totally upon the school screening, the school nurse who says, can you read the chart? But most of our work in school is not done at a board anymore. It's done on tablets. It's done on computers.
Right.
It's done with books. And if a child has a problem sustaining comfortable reading, what do? They stop reading.
Right, yeah.
And then they become labeled either lazy or, you know, they all kinds of labels are put on children. And, of course, sometimes it's self-fulfilling when it would just take an eye exam to diagnose this. And that's why whatever health profession they go to, whether it's ophthalmology or optometry, it's good to have that exam done and periodically done throughout their academic career.
You know, I used to hear a lot about when I was in school, especially early on, kids with lazy eye. Is that still around? Is that still a thing?
Yes. Yes. Lazy eye technically means that the child, an adult, cannot see 20/20 no matter what the correction is, whether it's glasses, contact lenses, or even surgery. But when an eye turns, that was what usually was referred to as a lazy eye, where the eye wasn't orientated straight. That's called strabismus.
Yeah.
And that a lot of times can be trained to be straighter, or sometimes if it's severe, it can be done as a surgical procedure to straighten the eye.
So,
but the sooner that the eye is stimulated to see well,
sure,
the less likely it's going to be a lifelong problem.
So give us another condition that if caught early could be corrected in children.
Well, the one thing that is really a problem is the coordination of the eyes. In other words, it's like the headlights on a car. If the two headlights aren't pointing at the same position, or generally speaking, it's difficult to see the whole road.
Sure.
With eyes, unless you do certain tests, you can't tell if the eyes are really coordinated or not. And a lot of that can be trained to be straighter, or sometimes even prisms put into lenses to make the eye straighter. So the images to the brain are coordinated, and they will be fused into one image instead of sometimes splitting.
Hmm.
And if a child has a chronic problem like that, sometimes one eye becomes not used and therefore becomes lazy. It will not see well.
So the message is get the kids in early and get that regular visits in so that you can ensure that the kids are going to be fine as far as the vision. Dr. Meisel, for those who have not heard, can you share some of VSP's news, especially for our listeners?
Certainly, yes. VSP is currently the vision carrier for federal employees through the Federal Dental and Vision Insurance Program. But in January, there's going to be certain retired members, families, and active duty family members that will have vision care as an offering. So if you want more information on that, it's tricare.benefeds.com has all the information you'll need.
Dr. Meisel, you knocked it out of the park again. Thank you so much. We'll be back here next week with another episode of Eye Insights from VSP Vision Care, right here on the National Defense.
This is the National Defense.